Hi, welcome to the first episode of the Land of Olives podcast. The Land of Olives is a podcast that delves into the issues of Palestine and Israel. In the Land of Olives, our aim is to delve into the complex realities of Palestine and Israel by examining the historical context through a scientific lens. We try to present these issues objectively, employing the language and methodologies of researchers in this field. And while our intention is to maintain an unbiased narrative, we acknowledge that occasionally the perspective presented may inadvertently lean towards one side or another, either from the viewpoints of the audience or due to the researcher's own biases. In such instances, we entrust the discerning judgment to our informed audience. Alright, let's proceed to the first episode of The Land of Olives. In this episode, we're joined by Mr. Sultan Shahi. Of course, in the upcoming episodes, we'll continue to have Mr. Sultan Shahi with us. He's the author of the book Antisemitism. And in this episode, he will provide us with an introduction to this topic, and we will have the opportunity to get to know him better. Dear Mr. Sultan Shahi, welcome to the Land of Olives podcast. We are eagerly anticipating learning more about this topic and becoming acquainted with you. In the name of God, hello everyone. It is a pleasure to be here today. Before beginning our discussion, I believe it is necessary to introduce myself as someone interested in this field and engaged in research and study. Since 1990, which corresponds to the late 1980s, I have been involved in studies related to the Zionist regime, Jews, Israel and Palestine. Then I joined the Office of Quds Studies at the Islamic Propagation Organization and then served as an expert on Palestinian and Lebanese issues at the Organization for Culture and Islamic Communications. Later, I worked at the Palestine Studies Center in the Office of the President as the founder and initial director of the center. Gradually transitioning into scholarly research alongside my executive duties, focusing on the Palestinian issue, I'm thankful to God that my work and the research topic I've been interested in have been closely aligned, leading to the publication of numerous articles and books on topics related to Zionism over the past 30 years, including my latest book, Antisemitism, Reality or Political Subterfuge, as well as my first major work, The Detailed Bibliography of Palestine, which meticulously catalogued books on Palestine from pre-revolutionary times to the present and is published in two volumes. My other book is Brief Bibliography of Palestine, and additionally, I've authored other books such as The Collapse of the Holocaust Myth, From the Aztec Gate to the Valley of Zion, and Historical Israelology, each offering a unique perspective. In this session, our focus will be on discussing the book Antisemitism, Reality or Political Subterfuge. Before we start our discussion, I'd like to provide some background on my involvement with the topic of antisemitism for those who are interested. From the beginning of my engagement in studies related to the Zionist regime, Jews, Israel and Zionism and the like, I gradually encountered the terms Jews and Judaism as dilemmas and subjects that primarily elicited negative opinions. I questioned how a community like the Jews could have such a prevalent negative perception surrounding it, until a book titled Gas Chambers by Robert Ferrison caused by attention. I was also involved in its translation along with individuals active in this field, and gradually I became aware of these hostilities toward the Jewish people. And when I conducted extensive research, I found fewer results than I had hoped for in being able to answer my question or reach an answer to why this hostility towards Jews exists among nations and peoples worldwide, especially in Iran and European countries. The only work available in this field was an article in a section of a book, Islam and Socialism in Egypt and Three Other Speeches by the late Enayat, which had outlined a general framework of the reason and roots of antisemitism. However, many of the questions I had encountered during my studies in this subject could not be addressed in such a small article. The convergence of this question and my curiosity to find answers during my student days, especially my postgraduate studies, led me to choose it as the subject of my thesis. After coordinating with professors and obtaining approval from the university, I was fortunate enough to pursue this important topic academically. One advantage was that it was the first time a research project on antisemitism was supposed to be conducted. But a drawback was that none of the professors, including the advisor, supervisor, and later the evaluator, had any precise familiarity with the background. أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم أناديكم أشد على أياديكم وأبوس الأرض تحت نعالكم وأقول أفديكم وأهديكم ضياع عيني ودفء القلب أعطيكم وأهديكم ضياع عيني ودفء
Or, so to speak, the dimensions of the research topic. But such a situation provided me with conditions to comfortably pursue a natural research path on this issue. I collected numerous sources within 2 years, and as I delved deeper into the subject and gained insights, more dimensions of this topic became apparent to me. Even 3 semesters, including research leaves, were insufficient to encompass the extensive dimensions of this topic. Nonetheless, there was no choice and the thesis had to be defended. This occurred in early 2001, and a thesis which covered almost 2/3 of the relevant sources in this field was published. In 2006, a study of Zionism was published as one of the most important research sources about Jews and Zionists, and I had the opportunity to present an article on antisemitism in this study. In fact, it was a summary of my thesis, and it was a good opportunity to evaluate the feedback on raising this topic, which was mentioned for the first time in Iran. I also addressed the topic in educational workshops and classes related to the basics of Palestine and Zionism in universities and scientific and cultural centers. Gradually, through the input of others, I gained a clearer understanding of the various dimensions and angles of this topic. My article in Study of Zionism became richer over time, and eventually, after being presented once as a thesis, the primary book was published under the title of Antisemitism, Reality or Political Subterfuge in 2016. Several factors contributed to the increased attention to this book, including the broader discussion of the Holocaust by the then president, which received extensive media coverage and influenced political relations between Iran and European and American countries. As a result, the article from the Study of Zionism was widely circulated on the internet as an ebook. I also took advantage of this opportunity to gather opinions from many supporters and opponents of this issue. One part of the article covers the topic of the Holocaust, and although the main focus of the discussion is antisemitism, many people pay attention to my collection because of the inclusion of the article related to the Holocaust. Of course, some had the impression that I created this collection at the request of the regime. However, this collection had a history that I presented to you. Since I wasn't satisfied with the article or the book published in 2016,
as the final version at all. I revisited previous drafts and incorporated some of the reactions raised by the media in various fields into this collection. It's also worth noting that the president of the Islamic Republic raising the issue of the Holocaust at that time received widespread feedback. Even some relevant institutions abroad, including the Revisionist Institute, which I will mention in the next episodes, gained special attention and became more recognized. They were the ones seeking to deny the Holocaust by gathering reliable research sources, and the president's discussion of the Holocaust at that time provided them with more opportunities and possibilities to express their research results. After collecting these reactions, feedback, and various positive and negative comments, in 2019, I published what I envisioned as a comprehensive collection on the discussion of antisemitism. This edition marked the culmination of 3 years of reforms, additions, and revisions to the contents of the original book. The events surrounding the Al-Aqsa storm, which sparked a new wave of antisemitism worldwide, especially in European and American countries, provided me with an opportunity to revisit this issue once again. It seems that this story has no end, and it is destined to encounter new dimensions or, at the very least, offer new insights from further research findings. The title of my book is Antisemitism, Reality or Political Subterfuge. And in this book, I explore and answer the question of whether antisemitism existing in societies like ours or in European societies is rooted in religion, nationality, ethnicity, or if it is a political tool devised by Jews themselves to portray themselves as victims throughout the history. With this scholarly examination, it becomes much easier to discern whether the discussions around the so-called neo-antisemitism in Europe or America are genuine or merely political excuses. After this brief introduction to my journey into the topic of antisemitism, we will delve into its roots and causes in the upcoming episodes. Thank you for tuning into the first episode of The Land of Olives. Your feedback is invaluable to us, so please share your thoughts, critics and suggestions in the comment section. Remember, you can enjoy the Land of Olives podcast on all major podcast platforms.